Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today we have a new update to talk about, in which we got Avatar The Last Airbender in the item shop. But outfit rarities are out. All right, so let's get into the update itself a little bit. Before we get into the item shop and the rarities being out. So in the update today, they added in the avatar the abilities. There you go. You got the water bending, air bending, and fire bending. Okay, so the water bending, that's cool. You can shoot the water, hit people. The fire bending seems like it's, you know, you're punching and kicking. You could throw fire a little bit, deal some damage. The air bending seems really cool, just for the fact that you can do like the air wheel around you, and then you can speed around like that. So it's a great mobility item. So I think that's actually the coolest one that they added in, just for the mobility of that item. Other than that, what I saw changed around, you know, in this update wasn't a lot. I guess the Midas yacht has, you know, gone away. They don't have the yacht in there anymore. And then, you know, from what, you know, from everything else I saw, there wasn't a whole lot. Like in game, you know, the big changes that I see everybody talking about is the item shop and the locker. All right, so let's get into what they have to say about that. Okay, this is their blog post, new and upcoming Fortnite shop and locker changes. They say, hey folks, in today's version 29.20 update, we've made a change to how Fortnite shop and locker works, removing cosmetic color tiers and names. The shop has evolved significantly to support multiple types of cosmetics and items across games. So we're retiring the old Battle Royale-inspired system of colors and tags for cosmetic quality. Different series of cosmetics, such as the Icon series or Gaming Legend series, will still be there to help you find your favorite stuff. Upcoming shop rotation dates for individual cosmetics. We recently removed the overall shop refresh timer and instead show the shop rotation time in every player's unique time zone. Beginning in late May 2024, we will also add the planned date that every individual item will rotate out of the shop to the item's description page. Thanks for reading. So, a couple of things, okay? Let's talk about the cosmetic color tiers and names. I'm going to... Let me go to my locker right now. So if anybody's watching on YouTube, we can take a look at this. If I go into my locker right now, look, there's no more rarity tiers in here. There's no blue, green, you know, purple, gold. They're all the rarities of these outfits. They all look exactly the same. You know, again, as they said, the series... You know, if you're like the Marvel series, the Icon series, the Gaming series, the DC series, the Dark series, that stuff still shows up as separate stuff in those series. But everything else you've ever earned or purchased just shows up as regular old outfits. Nothing to be able to differentiate what the rarity is. Now, for me... I don't think I like that. Because we just saw it recently in the item shop where we got that new outfit, the Hail outfit, that was 1,200. And as Pizzo pointed out, it's only, you know, it's only the outfit. It doesn't have a back bling. It doesn't have edit styles. It doesn't have, you know, a built-in emote or come with a wrap. And it's 1,200. Now, for us, who've been playing around for a long time, we kind of know that is not normal. So we would say, hey, that doesn't seem like a good deal based on what, you know, the items that have been in the item shop in the past before and how much they cost before based on, you know, what we've seen. But somebody new who doesn't know that, you know, they would look at it and just say, okay, well, I like that outfit. It must be 1,200, so I'll get it. And they wouldn't know to differentiate, like, hey, like, I'm not getting as much stuff with this one that I am with other ones. Now, you could say, you know, the value of these items, because they're just, you know, they really are just digital items. The value of them is however much somebody thinks the value it is to them. But as a consumer base overall, I don't like this. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's good for the community. So I'm not a fan that they did that. You know, they obviously knew that there was going to be, you know, something said about this, because they made a its own blog post about it, about changing these things. So it seems like they were trying to get ahead of it a little bit without really commenting on it, but, you know, on what the issue is with it, but, you know, just making a comment like, hey, this is what we're doing. I do like the idea of what they're doing in the item shop with the rotation date, and letting us know exactly when the item is rotating out, because I have missed out on items that I wanted. Like recently, I wanted that Ascendant Midas, right? And I was just waiting to get my crew pack reward because I didn't have enough E-Bucks. But once I got my crew pack reward, I was like, okay, I'll have enough once I get that. And literally, like, the Ascendant Midas outfit went out. It was either a day or 2 days before I got my crew pack reward. So it was like, oh, well, if I wouldn't known that, then I guess I would have spent like $5 on some just to get enough V-Bucks to get it in time before it rotated out. But I had no idea when it was rotating out. So I guess that could be, that part will be a positive thing. But I do not like the idea of them getting rid of the rarities. All right. Since we've been talking all this item shop stuff, let's head over there now and see what's in the item shop today. Because with the update, they already updated the item shop. The Lego items are all still in here. And again, yeah, if you look in the item shop, all this stuff, it is not showing the rarities. Okay, the Lantern Fest stuff is still here. Invincible, the cars, we got a new wheel, the Chakram wheel. It's got 600 D-Bucks. The Tachyon I don't know what you call it. The thing is 400 V-Bucks. The Werewolf bundle car, that's 1,500. That is a pretty cool looking car. The instruments are here. Lady Gaga, the jam tracks. And again, so interesting to look at the item shop now, not seeing the actual rarities of these. But we got the Pepper Thorn outfit in here with the Hard Case Hero back bling for 1,200. So that makes sense. Orbital Abductor React. Or Orbital Abductor Pickaxe for 1,000. The Guff outfit with Fluffle Bag Backbling for 1,200. Guffy Stuffy Backbling for 400. Regal Floof Pickaxe for 800. Ground Pound Emote for 200. Pirouette Emote for 200. We got the Firewalker outfit for 1,200. Freestyle outfit with Backbeat Backbling for 1,500. Gia outfit with Tuscan Tooth Backbling and Crossbite Tooth Axes Pickaxe for 1,600. The Hitman outfit with Hit Me Backbling for 1,500. The Firing Line Pickaxe for 800. Dab Emote for 500. The Ouroboros bundle is still here. The Dream bundle is still here. And here's our new items, the Avatar items. One, you get the Toph Beefong. Or Beefong pack that's got the Toph Beefong outfit, Earth Rumble Belt Backbling, and Warhammer's Pickaxe for 2,000. The Air Flurry emote is 500. We got the Zuko pack outfit that's got, or the Zuko pack that's got the Zuko outfit, the Zuko's Scabbard Backbling, the Zuko's Broadswords Pickaxe for 2,000. We get the Katara pack that's got Katara outfit, the Katara's Water Skin Backbling, and the Southern Water Tribe Club pickaxe for 2,000. All these outfits have Lego styles, by the way, as well. And then you can get the Zuko and Katara bundle. So this will give you all the Katara items and all the Zuko items together for 3,200, which is 800 off the total. Right, and that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, for my item of the day today, we are going to go with the Katara pack. You know, they don't give you everything. It would have been cool if there was a pack that got you all of these Avatar Airbender items in a single pack. They didn't do that, though. So instead of doing the pack that gets you a couple of them, I am just going to go with the Katara pack for item of the day. I like that character. I like the items. So we're going with that one. 2,000 V-Bucks. And as of right now, everything still seems like the price that we would normally like to see them. We'll see how long that keeps up. Again, it just has me worried that they made those changes and that we're going to start seeing different prices than we're used to seeing for items, you know, or for what the amount of items that you get at a certain price point. All right, well, that is going to be the episode for today, for now anyways. There's more updates that came out, so this might be one of those days where we do multiple. We'll see, but I was able to sit down and record in the middle of the day today because I got today off. So, you know, there's like a rocket racing. There is a, there's rocket racing. What else did they do? This item shop update that we did. Oh, and then like a Coachella collaboration thing, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we'll get to all that. I don't know if we're going to do each individual days or if we'll cover more, but for now, that's what happened in the in-game update today, and that's what's going on with the item shop. Let me know what you think about this update and what you think about this item shop and locker update, okay? That's the episode, so make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.